This is Sergeant Bowman. How you doing? You know, I got a question for you. Do you remember the first time you ever saw the stars? Now, I don't know who you are out there listening to me. I don't know if we ever going to meet. But for everyone out there, there's always that first time you see the stars. And you feel them as much as you see them in the darkness of the night. Overhead. Usually, I say you're a little boy or you're a little girl and you look up and you see the stars, but they don't mean much to you if you're too young. But at some point, you realize there's something shining down upon me that's cold and so far away, I can't even imagine what it would look like on a map. And I thought, given that I'm a grown man, I figured growing up in South Carolina, I would have been accustomed to the night. I got used to seeing the stars. So I got to tell you, I was taken back on my first night here in Yosemite in the spring of 1903. And it was the strangest thing, because it all proceeded the way it should have proceeded. The sun went down as it usually does. The wind picked up right around dusk, as it will. And a few stars started to make an appearance. That's all perfectly normal. I was used to that. South Carolina saw plenty of that in Nebraska. But what I was not accustomed to was seeing these mountains become this jagged silhouette against the sky. I mean, they were gone. You couldn't see them anymore, but there was this black that had no stars in it. And the black that had no stars in it was the Sierra Nevada, off to the east. And then above that black, jagged darkness, there were more stars than I'd ever seen, and they were so bright. There were stars I had never seen before. There were stars where there shouldn't have been stars. And as I stood there beside my campfire, I looked up. And it was as if it was the first time I'd ever seen them at all. Like right here, that moment, in the Sierra Nevada, in these snowy mountains, that was the first time I ever encountered stars as they should be seen, should be felt, should be experienced for the first time. I was so moved by what I was seeing, and so was my mule. You could tell with a mule when it's impressed by something. And I looked at my mule, and it looked at me. It could see better in the dark than I could. And it seemed to be saying, well, yeah, this is something right here. This is something to see. So I just stood there and took it all in. It was like something sweet with a little bit of alcohol in it going down your throat. But if it do that, it ends up in your gut. This was something sweet and got a kick to it, but it was flowing down someplace else besides my gut, flowing down someplace like my soul. That's where that light was going. And all I could think of was where that light came from. It wasn't Mississippi. It wasn't South Carolina. It wasn't the South. It was coming from some place so far away. No one there maybe ever heard of slavery. No one there maybe ever heard of sadness, sorrow, pain. There's only light. That's all. Just this wind picking up. And the coolness against my face. And this light, pure and filled with nothing in it, but something that made you feel warm in spite of the coldness of the wind. Yeah, first time. It's got to be a first time to everything. But if you were to ask me, when was the first time you ever saw the stars? I'd say to you, wasn't when I was a little boy growing up in South Carolina. It was that first night in the Sierra Nevada, where the mountains kind of disappeared, and I saw heaven itself.